This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
After. A-F-T-E-R. After. Text the word after to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you could win $1,000. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is after. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. After.
Our text number.
Hold on. Let me quickly say one thing. Britta, our intern for the fall season. Semester. Today's her last day. Thank you, Britta. Thanks
Britta!
For everything that you did.
You're wonderful.
Thanks for training the new kid.
Yeah.
So we do have a new guy, Nicholas, who's working here now. Turns out we need one more intern, right? For Tuesday, Thursday.
We do.
All right.
So we could use one more. And I'd like to say that Britta did this entire semester alone.
Yes, she did.
Nice job, Britta.
Nice job, Britta.
Yeah, she was great. Thank you, Britta.
Thank you, Britta. I think she's on our Instagram somewhere, isn't she?
Yeah, there's like a story with her.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much to Britta. Good luck to you, girl. You know, you can always use that as a reference.
Absolutely.
It's one of the many benefits of working here. Mm-hmm. And now it is time for the text.
925 is texted in. My son is rocking out to the Shark songs. Thanks for making his morning.
Sure. I love the metal version.
415 says, thanks for finding the metal version of the Baby Shark song. My boyfriend hates that song, but he loves metal. I'll be playing this all weekend for him.
Put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Like, put a link to it, would you?
Someone just texted in. There's an R&B remix of it, too.
I got a reggae version sent to me as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
The metal version of Baby Shark is fantastic.
Thanks
got
to the
me
listener.
Whistling the GD Baby Shark every time I get out of my truck to deliver now. It's driving my customers crazy.
It does stick in your head.
You're going to know random people that are going to be singing that today, and you're going to know it's because they're Alice listener.
707 says, my three-year-old is so excited you're playing Baby Shark. Mama, not so much.
Yeah, that's it's funny because today's the first I ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking to the bathroom and I realized I was singing it full volume. Our new intern's like, yeah, that's stuck in your head, huh? Yep.
For Halloween, we were the Shark family.
Oh, funny.
Says 650.
It's been around that long? Holy cow.
It's been around for 25 years.
Oh, my God.
Not this version, though. This version is the one that the kids are
currently rocking
flipping
out to.
Over, and it's getting play.
I see.
They're saying, some people are saying they were camp songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Vinny, how did it come to your house?
Through my five-year-old.
Yeah, but where did she get it from?
I have no idea.
I would bet
it was at school.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Sue would have played that for her. Sue's the lady she sometimes spends the day with. Mm. I don't think Sue would have ever let that happen.
No. Sue's like, I can't have that in my house.
Right.
Who brought it to your house, Bryn?
I don't know. I think Anita might have found it. I have no idea.
But your kid loves it. Like, those are her first. That's her first song.
She loves it.
She even goes, ba-da.
Ba-da. Ba-ba.
You got to get audio of that. I'm going to need to hear your daughter singing the Shark song tomorrow.
I want both daughters.
I'd like to hear that.
As soon as
your daughter, too.
Your daughter, too. But it's funny to hear a baby who can't say anything.
As soon as you put a phone near her, though, she either wants to grab it or she shuts up.
Just don't
show it
to her.
You have to try to hide it. Yeah, you know,
put
secretly
it in your pocket.
Record her.
Wow. You're an audio guy, man. Well, Come on, get on it.
You have to get close to the source if you want to get good audio.
Make it work, man. I don't want to hear your excuses anymore.
707 says, I was trying not to give in to Baby Shark. Now my one-year-old is dancing in his car seat to Baby Shark. Thanks.
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark.
A lot of people, there's too many pages to read. It's just too repetitive. But thank you for writing in. Some in support, some saying you're murdering your own show by playing that so much.
We are the devil.
So I don't. And we really.
Mark is like, he's like, yeah, yeah, killing their own show. Yeah, funny.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Marcus.
Sarah, have you reported George and Amal Clooney are having marital problems?
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
where
God.
Are they seeing that from?
I don't know.
I hope that's not true. Listen, better twins will do it to you.
Oh, that's right. They have twins. Yeah.
One kid will do that to you. What are you talking about?
When you have that much money, you hire people to raise your kids.
That's true.
Did Vinny just say me tooing her? Love you guys since day one. Oh, my God. I'm 9 weeks preg, terribly nauseous, and you're talking about eating boogers and spreading human poop everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, Vinny.
Please stop.
Please stop it. Oh, my God.
I told you. I'll make up for it tomorrow. I mean, I'll try to make up for it tomorrow.
You will. It's Friday tomorrow, and it's bound to be a crazy show.
Right.
It's Thursday.
It's time.
To play a game? Oh, the KO movie review.
Oh, it's like the original is back.
It's back.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Snap.
Who, man?
Happy New Year, fam.
Wait, play it. Player, player.
Oh, snap. I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah, that what, we talked about that ready
morning.
To go?
Have we talked about that all morning?
How did you play?
Pulled you out of the office.
Baller.
I actually have people coming to the club playing that song on their phones.
Moolah.
I feel like this can't be stopped. It's about 17 years late. But
moolah, moolah.
We can rock it anyway.
Coming to ya. This is a hit.
Yeah, it is.
Could have been.
Do ya gonna do ya?
I mean, it's no worse than anything else we're playing.
Oh no,
in
it's
right
a
now.
Thousand times better than anything else we're playing yeah. in hip hop right now.
I can understand
it sounds like its own song.
What's being said in the song? That's always kind of fun.
Bryn.
So, welcome back, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah,
good to
Marcus.
Be home, kids. Good to be home.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was 2018?
2018 wasn't terrible.
How's 2019 going to be?
Well, I always go into things optimistically, so I'm going to say 2019 is going to be another amazing year.
Right. Year 50. Best year ever.
Year 50.
Oh, you're turning 50 this year?
Yeah, man.
When? What month?
That's May too 29th. Bad, buddy. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I'm looking forward
calendar.
To it.
I'm going
to
put that
could
on.
Be worse.
Our Vinny's about to be 50, too.
I'm not.
Are you worried about it, Vinny?
I just don't want to.
Really?
I don't want to.
I'm like, I'm all for it, dude.
Yeah, I don't like
60,
it.
I might start sweating bullets, but right now.
I don't know.
They're just, it's like a downhill. I'm just rolling.
It comes fast
birthdays.
And furious, too, Ward.
Yep.
All right. Oh. Right, everyone. Here's your review of film called The Upside. This movie stars Bryan Cranston, Nicole Kidman, Kevin Hart, Juliana Margulies.
Oh. Who?
And Golshifteh.
Who?
Farhami. She's a Persian actress.
And Golshifteh Harmani?
Yeah, and I was surprised to see her in this
like
movie.
Like Harry Potter Harmani?
The whole time she's in it, I kept leaning over to Mark's going, hey, man, she's Persian. He's like, you told me. I'm like, I know.
I keep noticing.
Yeah. Not a bad looking lady either.
This movie is a remake of a French movie called The Intouchables.
Ooh.
Oh.
So in The Upside, Bryan Cranston is a billionaire who through a horrible accident becomes a quadriplegic.
Uh-oh.
And Bryan secretly just wants to die, so he hires the least qualified guy he can find, Kevin Hart, an ex-con who was unemployable, to take care of him. So, Marcus, Kevin Hart, was he the right choice? Is Kevin always Kevin, or does he have range? Because this is a heavy role.
It's funny. I don't think this is a very heavy role at all, and A. And B, yeah. You hired Kevin Hart because Kevin Hart is one of the hottest actors in the world right now. So
is he a dramatic actor? When you think of Kevin Hart, do you just look at him and laugh, or can he make you cry?
I don't need Kevin Hart to make me cry. I just need him to go in and make. You know, some people get to the point in their careers where they're simply just being like Bruce Willis is always Bruce Willis now. Tom Cruise is always Tom Cruise.
So is this a comedy?
It's a
no.
dramedy, is
this
what I call
is a
it.
Drama.
Because I hear Kevin Hart in something, and I just assume that it's a comedy.
This is not a funny movie.
Yeah, it is.
Is Kevin Hart funny in it?
Yeah, actually he is.
Well, he couldn't find a hairbrush, I'll tell you that.
That's because he's supposed to be.
his hair. Like, there's many days past. The cat doesn't comb his hair one time.
Dude, the hair is messed up. It's because his cat's supposed to be from the street. And he doesn't really care about his hair. He doesn't have enough money to be worried about his hair. So he's dealing with other things in this world.
This is not a comedy. Marcus, you saw Intouchables, the original French movie.
I did.
And as we know, The Upside is based on this film. The Intouchables was nominated for the Golden Globes, the British Film Academy Awards, the Caesar Awards, the Chicago Film Critics Association, the NAACP Image Awards.
How long ago?
And countless other
organizations. I want to say like five, six
years.
Yeah,
like 2011.
Yeah, so a long time ago. Yeah.
So two questions. Is the American version as good as the French version? And two, will the American version rack up as many awards?
So it's funny because when I saw the original version, I didn't think the original version was anything special. It was just one of those movies that kind of caught fire and it kind of tickled the mainstream's fancy. So it became literally one of the biggest foreign films of all time. And I watched it. I'm like, this movie was made in America in the 80s. It's a typical buddy movie where the black dude is poor. He's from the streets. And he gets hooked up with the rich white guy. And then, of course,
they find common ground.
Yeah, and the little Negro from the street teaches me how to care about people and give me something to live for. And the black dude gets money out of it. I mean, this movie was great when Richard Pryor starred in The Toy. It was great when Eddie Murphy was in like Trading Places.
When
Tucker was in what's that movie with Charlie Sheen. Or any other Chris Tucker movie, for that matter. I don't know. Like I said, and the thing is, I thought the movie was fine.
Is it as good as the original? Fine.
I think it was just like the original. I said that to you last night.
Yeah, he kept leaning over to me and goes, bro, they shot this exactly the same.
The scene is
exactly like the other scene.
And there are a few things that they did differently, like the Juliana Margulies scene. That's different from the original because in the original, you never met that woman.
Okay. So let's not jump to that yet. Brent, you ready? So Marcus, there's a lot of opera in this film.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't win them all.
Hold on. take it in, everyone.
Holy crap.
This is the hardest aria to sing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you say take it in, you mean enjoy this?
I mean, let it wash over you like you're in a nice warm shower.
All right.
Is there a metal version of this?
No, there isn't. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Maybe a hip-hop, maybe a gangster hip-hop version of this?
I'm going to laugh like that from now on. I'm going to go.
So, there is a lot of opera in this film, and I mean a lot of opera
in this film. I already hate this movie.
Yeah.
I loved it. Did it work for you?
I think it worked in terms of it being a storytelling.
I found a metal version.
No.
Now we're talking.
Mozart's turning over in his grave right now, everybody. That's from the Magic Flute.
Mozart's turning over in his grave because he's getting up to dance, baby.
Yeah, Mozart had a sense of humor.
All right, let's talk about Juliana Margulies. How did she do? And secondly, how did she look? Was she recognizable?
Oh, dude. This is not nice.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, why? Did she get ugly or something?
Tell the truth, Marcus. The truth.
She's pretty hot.
Well, she once was, but now this.
She was just on The Good Wife. She was good looking.
She had a lot of work done. She was great.
Oh, she got jacked up.
And so, as soon as she left the Good Wife, Marcus is like staring at her for a second, and then he goes, "That's Juliana Margulies, bro."
It's shocking. It's shocking. It's a shocking look for her.
That is too bad. Poor thing.
Never mind. Let's go.
She's what?
I don't want to get Me Too'd up in here about this.
Yeah, I know. None of us want to get Me Too, but just say
I want to hear about it. I want to see some pictures. I need some before and
afters. Well, okay. So she... I actually used to think Julianna Margulies was really kind of a hot chick.
Absolutely
hot woman.
Beautiful.
And after The Good Wife, I saw her on a TV show. It was about weight loss or something. I can't remember now. But I'm like, oh my God, she looks so different. She's had so much work done. And then I saw her in this movie last night. I'm like, yeah, that confirms it. She's definitely had a lot of face work done. Mm. She's moving into that Joan Rivers territory.
Uh-oh.
That Burt Reynolds territory.
Oh, what's the point?
Love you, Juliana.
Okay. So... I didn't like Kevin Hart in this role.
Of course you didn't. That's all you kept saying.
I know. I'm going to say it again. Ugh. So I'm going to throw out some other African-American actors, and I just want to know if you think these guys would have done a better job than Kevin Hart. Jamie Foxx.
I don't think he would have done any different.
He would have done way better. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Think he'd have fit.
I'd actually go see that movie.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. Fit, Michael B. Jordan, thank you for that, Sarah. Only Sarah.
I like Michael B. Jordan. I just don't think he'd have fit.
Terrence Howard.
God, no.
Hell, yeah.
No, dude.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
See? I'm just saying, there are so many better choices than Kevin Hart.
Let's not
Hart
go crazy with
song.
The better. It's not like Ice Cube is an Oscar-caliber actor, dude. Let's not go crazy.
All right. So... Do you consider The Upside a European remake that sucked when the Americans took it over?
I actually don't. I think it's a European remake that's as good, quote-unquote, as...
The European film?
It's the European and the American.
Okay, because when the Americans took over The Tourist, is this
was
better?
Was that the...
yeah, remember The
Angelina
Tourist?
Jolie? Yeah, it's one of the worst movies ever.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh, that was a remake, too?
Yeah.
Oof.
And how about Solaris?
Solaris is pretty awful, too. Jeez.
Yeah, that was terrible. How about Dinner for the Schmucks? Dinner for Schmucks.
That? No problem with that.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I felt there were so many missed opportunities in this film. I just don't feel Kevin was right.
This is your only beef with this movie, by the way.
He just doesn't like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I mean...
You bring biases to the table.
He's good in Jumanji. Did you see the Jumanji remake?
I sure did.
See, he was fine in that.
I liked him in Get Hard.
Anyway, it's also really clear... It's really like Marcus. I hope you admit to this part, but there were so many moments. Where
I love
was,
how you set this up.
I
where
do.
Marcus, you need to admit. Yeah, already
Marcus,
making the assumption
this,
that I
admit this part, but there were so many moments where it's clear they ran out of money. Like we kept looking at each other, going, "Oh man, the continuity, the lighting, they didn't like smooth over this scene."
There's... All right, so there were some things where there are a couple of little things. I think that might have been one of them. But ultimately, the average moviegoer won't give a rat's about
stuff. I'm going to give it two Persians, one for Brian and one for Nicole Kidman.
I'm going to give it three Aussies. I think people will really, really, really like the movie. It's it's one of those feel-good, heartwarming stories. People are going to really, really
like it.
They
couldn't figure out how to end it either.
It ended just like the original.
Oh, that's the...
Yeah, it ended just like the original.
How was Nicole Kidman? You guys...
She was fine.
What is she in it?
She's like his
executive assistant.
Yeah. She's fine. It's not a minor role, it's a smaller role. But they always say there are no small roles.
It's weird that you had this, phenomenal actress. You don't use her. The best scene in the film is the scene Kevin Hart's not in.
That's
untrue. Remember when he meets up with the
untrue.
Girl?
It's untrue. The best scene is when there are dishes and statues and stuff like that being broken in the room.
Don't give anything away, you guys.
I'm not.
Dishes and statues.
Yeah.
You see Bird Box?
I did. Really liked it. Oh. Sorry.
I liked it too.
I liked it.
It's okay.
You know what the problem is? Here's the problem. Is every time there's something really, really popular... And people get excited about it. There's always a big, heavy, contrarian movement to go, no, that movie sucked.
No, it's not that the movie sucked.
Like
it's that, A, I got to see the effing monster.
Yeah.
I hate that. And B, who cares about the birds in the box? They were inconsequential to the plot.
Yeah.
They
what
mattered.
Are you talking about? Didn't you watch the end?
They made it the alarm system.
They didn't matter. They were the alarm system. The birds are the alarm system. Like
they wake you up in the morning thing where there's this river scene and then very highly unlikely.
So you were not entertained.
I thought it was fine.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But
that's
people
saying.
Who are, you know, like totally didn't into it, I'm you like, see don't you need to see the monster?
Sandra Bullock's cold heart turn warm?
Right.
Did it? Really?
Did
what?
You
it just
see
seem
her
like
right.
she sort of
right.
had
right.
to because other people were looking at her. So
no.
she's like, all right, I guess I'll name them.
That's not when that happened. It happened when she was on the water and under there and she was like, had to maybe
that's
choose.
Right.
And she's like, no one.
That was her moment right there.
Where she went, no. You're both my family. We're going to make it. Let's go.
Croak together.
No, we're.
We're not.
I don't want to talk
so
about
unlikely.
It anymore. One I really last, I thought
on.
It was good.
One
I
last
liked it.
One last question. Have you seen the R. Kelly documentary?
Of course I have.
Oh,
and
you have?
Are you kidding me?
What we're going to review it next week. Maybe we should.
Yeah, you should come in to review
yeah,
it.
Back next week.
I've watched it multiple times
okay,
now.
Good,
what?
Good, good, good,
God,
good.
Really?
All right, good. We're going to review it next week.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to review it next week. Everybody has to
watch it.
Wait, wait, wait. Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you pro or against R. Kelly after seeing that?
Oh, well, I was against R. Kelly before that, and now that I've watched it a couple of times, I'm like, oh, this dude is... I think I said to someone the other day, like, if we almost got lucky, because if R. Kelly hadn't become a pop superstar, he definitely would have been a serial killer.
Oh.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I'm deadly serious. Of course, that's the one R. Kelly song y'all choose to sing.
Which song you want to sing?
None of them.
Oh, Mark.
I've turned my back on him.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Great job today, Yuzette. You really put a great show together.
All right. Well, you just followed super. The script for the most part.
I tried to. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to do my job.
Yeah. Vinny didn't follow at all.
I'm sorry, everyone.
With the
I really didn't. I didn't realize that I'd let a couple gross stories
I liked it.
Fall together
I, look,
in line one after
back
another.
My line is different from most people's
got completely
line.
Out of hand. Well, you love boogers too, so.
I love it all. Get it all to me.
Right. You know? So, you know, there's that.
Let's talk about it. Why do we have to be so embarrassed about it?
Well, because it made some pregnant lady. Some lady wrote and said, "I am. It's whatever month's pregnant, and I'm. Mm-hmm. If I barf in my car, you are gonna get a bill.
Yep, I saw that.
Cleanup bill. I'm like, oh great. Sheesh. I'm not trying to make people barf.
Well, listen, we're gonna turn it over to responsible broadcasters now, and you're gonna have a great day. Keep it on Alice all day. We've got $12,000 that we're giving away today and every day for the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. So you'll have another code word coming up at 10 o'clock. You have an hour to enter that at 72881.
That's and I didn't think it was that gross, by the way.
I didn't either.
It was
I thought it was fine.
Lightly flavored gum, chewed
okay,
gum.
Okay, all right, don't
water.
Do it again.
But like,
don't do it again.
Okay, right.
Don't do it again.
You can make that pregnant woman barf.
Yeah, we don't want that on our hands or anywhere else. No. Look, you guys, we're going to have a great day.
And a secret show.
And we're going to go do a secret show. Which
right.
That's our weekly podcast. You can find that at RadioAlice.com or wherever podcasts are sold. And they're not sold, they're free. I think they're all free. I don't know. Ours is free.
Ours is, yeah.
Boy, we're just calling it our weekly podcast now.
Well, once a week. We do one once a week. Someone else does them once a week. Why do we have to do one? Like, we get any money
Boy,
for it.
Boy, we're just admitting it outright.
Why hide it? Hide it in plain sight.
Lucky you get the one.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. It's going to be awesome today, though. I cannot nice. Believe what this female wrestler did. Like, I get that it was a stunt. And probably fake, but it's just so, it's outrageous. I'll,
I can't
I'll start
wait
with
to
it.
Hear.
So, and then tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a rocking, awesome show. It's going to be so great. Hope you're here for that. But have a great day. Enjoy today. Win some money here on the Alice, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.